And pulls a call of the Senate.
The Senate is under call.
Further proceedings in the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. The Sergeant of Arms will bring in the absent members. Members, today's chaplain is the Reverend Dr. David Van Dyke from the House of Hope Presbyterian Church in St. Paul. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Creating and animating Spirit, God, whom we humbly address using many different names and worship in a variety of ways, we pause at the start of this new day and ask for your blessing upon the work of this body. Guide them in their deliberations and conduct, in their relationships with one another. Walk alongside these legislators in their intent and governing will. Bring your creative spirit to the work you call them to do. Remind each of us of the high calling, privilege, and responsibility of public service. Remind us, too, that people of good character may differ. Help our legislative bodies here in Minnesota to serve as a model of integrity and decency and to demonstrate that it is possible to practice a different kind of politics in a sorely divided society. Give these elected officials the courage of their convictions as well as the strength of character to change their minds if so compelled. Heal divisions wherever they exist and inspire new solutions to old problems. We give you thanks for the very real blessing of living in this beautiful state, in this great land. Be with our brave men and women in uniform serving their country on its front lines of danger, and bless our teachers and police, our firefighters and social workers, our business owners and entrepreneurs, our laborers and our health care providers, and the vast sea of citizen volunteers without whose self-giving and commitment to others, ours would be a less compassionate world. In a busy world, we pause to remember a grieving community at Carleton College in the tragic deaths of three students, young men full of promise. We remember the families of James Adams of St. Paul, Paxton Harview of Stillwater, and Michael Goodgame from Westport, Connecticut. Draw in and hold tight all who mourn and grieve this day. For tensions in the world, we pray for peaceful outcomes. For the hungry and poor, the homeless, and particularly our homeless youth, for any who feel themselves to be falling through the cracks, may we find better, more effective ways of being a society that binds up and builds up, that encourages, offers hope and second chances, as well as ensuring the truest sense of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all people. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. To the flag. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Conan, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. The Secretary will read a report.
Senator Cohen from the Committee on Finance, to which was re-referred Senate File Number 1952, a bill for an act relating to state government, ratifying labor agreements and compensation plans, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill do pass.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda as well as the report read by the Secretary be adopted with the exception of reports pertaining to appointments.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee report pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. Senate files 1892, 2100, 1742, 1747, 1559, 2224, 1648, 1997, 1979, 2003, 2044, 1698, and with the addition of 1952, will be given their second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They will be given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes, which are online. But there's quite a number of changes, members, so if you want to follow along, page number 1, Senate File 2313, will be referred to the Committee on Finance. Page 2, Senate File 2319 to State and Local Government, and Senate File 2324 to Health, Human Services, and Housing. Page 4, Senate File 2338 to the Committee on Judiciary. Page 5, Senate File 2348 to the Finance Committee. Also on page 5, Senate File 2349, Health and Human Services and Housing, and Senate File 2352, State and Local Government. Page 6, Senate File 2353, State and Local Government, and Senate File 2355, State and Local Government. Page 7, Senate File 2369, the Judiciary Committee, and Senate File 2370 to the Finance Committee. Page 8, Senate File 2373 to the Judiciary Committee. Page 9, Senate File 2387 to Taxes. Page 11, Senate File 2398 to Judiciary. Page 12, Senate File 2408 to Finance. Page 13, Senate File 2418 and Senate File 2420 to Judiciary. Page 15, Senate File 2437 to Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development. Page 16, Senate File 2445. These will all introduced and given their first reading. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are authors' motions that will be accepted all in one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Now I'm going to call in Senator Lori. Senator Lori, do you want to do your committee withdrawal?
Madam President, thank you. I move Senate File 1744 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
This is your bill?
This is my bill, and I've talked with both chairs, and they agree with this move.
All those in favor of the Lori motion?
Madam Chair.
Excuse me, Senator Senjum.
Madam Chair, would Senator Lori just yield? I would just like to know, you know, maybe in one sentence what the subject matter of the bill is.
Yeah,
I think that's a good idea for all the authors. Senator Lori.
Madam President, Senator Senjum. Yeah, Senate File 1744 is actually just a quite technical corrections bill from some of the work that we did last year in the Health and Human Services Omnibus Bill, and there really aren't any policy issues, so it's being removed from a policy committee and sent directly to the Finance Committee.
All those in favor of the Lori motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dietzick.
Hi, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1899 be withdrawn from the Committee on Environment and Energy and re-referred to the Committee on Finance, and I have spoken to both chairs.
This is your bill?
Correct. This is the LCCMR, so the Legislative Citizen Commission on Minnesota Resources bill.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wicklund.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate file number 2004 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing and be referred to the Committee on Finance. And this is my bill. And I have talked to both chairs, and it's a bill that has to do with technical corrections in the Health, Human Services omnibus bill from last year, not a policy change.
Okay, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dahl.
Madam President, I would like to move that Senate file 2156 be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and referred to the Committee on Higher Education and Workforce Development. This is my bill, and both committee chairs are aware. This is a bill that has to do with the selling of alcohol at the TCF Stadium. It's a sunset that will be going into place, that we're going to remove that sunset.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Champion.
Good morning, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2201 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education and be re-referred to the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development. This is my bill, and this bill just simply clarifies the definition of employee.
All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dahl.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 2282 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education and we refer to the Committee on Finance. This is a bill from the Facilities Task Force that just changes a threshold for a dollar amount in which review and comment would be necessary.
Madam President.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. Would Senator Dahl yield?
Senator Dahl will yield. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Dahl, this bill actually does have some significant policy changes, specifically when a school district needs to have its proposed building project reviewed and commented on by the commissioner, and also what information the school district needs to submit. So I would encourage and ask that this Senator Dahl first get this bill to policy. The Senate Committee Jurisdiction for Education specifically reads that it has jurisdiction over all bills relating to education, and this is definitely has some important policy provisions that I would like to take a look at in the Ed Policy Committee.
Senator Dahl.
Madam President and Senator Nelson, I was just told this is a review and comment bill, Senator Torres-Ray, that education did not feel that they needed to see. I am certainly okay with it going to policy. If I would withdraw my motion, maybe I can talk with Senator Torres-Ray and Senator Nelson to see if we can figure out exactly where it needs to go.
Before I take that motion, I'll call on Senator Torres-Ray.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry. I was outside with a large group of constituents while this discussion was taking place. My staff has done extensive review. We have so many bills that came to our committee that really require more time than we have during this session. So if you could give us a couple of minutes, I would like to meet with both members, because I think that it is very important that we give the opportunity to the members to have their bills heard. And when we have policy that is not very significant, that most of the policy rewrites formulas, we would like to make sure that we pass those on to the Finance Committee, because really the language is only about rewriting the actual formula, the distribution formula. So if you could give us a couple of minutes, Madam President, I would appreciate it.
Senator Dahl withdraws his motion, but before you have that discussion, I'd like Senator Nelson to take up her motion.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2260 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to Health, Human Services, and Housing. I'm the author of the bill. It has significant health policy in it. Both chairs have agreed to this.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dibble. You have a motion.
My apologies. Thank you, Madam President. Yes, Madam President, I move that House File Number 826 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Education. Madam President, this is the Safe and Supportive Minnesota Schools Act, and both chairs are aware of this.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Okay. 13th order of business. Senator Dahl, we can always take your motion up next week. All right. 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. I have an announcement, and I know Senator Miller has one as well. Members, on your desk is this year's form for the Legislative Audit Commission to help with topic selection. I would encourage you to fill that out. I want to call to your attention, as with just about everything else this session, the deadline is soon, March 14th, so that is next Friday, if I remember correctly. Just a reminder, members, these forms do actually drive the work of the Legislative Audit Commission. They come in, the legislative auditor compiles those, they give a list to the topic selection subcommittee, who works through that and makes recommendations, usually 6 to 8 topics a year, to the full Legislative Audit Commission. So what we put on these forms is what drives the legislative auditor in their work for the next year. So I've had many people approach me with different topics. To those folks, I would say, put them on your form, talk to our colleagues, and get them on their forms. That's the surest way to get your item of interest selected as a topic. So turn those in to me, turn them in to the legislative auditor, whatever is more convenient. Thank you.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, on your desk, you have a letter from Senator Reinert and I. Purple Caucus will be meeting on Monday, March 10th, next Monday in the evening. 5 to 7 p.m. at Dixie's on Grand, and all members are welcome.
Senator Stump.
Thank you, Madam President. Just to remind the Capital Investment Committee members that at 12 noon we have a hearing. The hearing's on housing, and if you can make it, we would appreciate it.
Senator Nelson, I believe you had an announcement. Why don't you make it from right there? He can't. She can't do that.
Thank you, Madam President.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misspoke. You have to go to your desk. We have rules in the Senate, and the staff catches me if I try to bend the rules. Sarah Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. Actually, that microphone felt just fine, but we're going to certainly go with the rules here. Members, I would just like to have you get on your busy schedules something you won't want to miss, and that is Rochester on Tour. Rochester's coming to the Capitol again on March 11th for Momentum. I hope you put it on your calendars. 5 p.m., it's going to be at the St. Paul College. We'll have transportation for you out front. You know there's great food. Come and see the businesses and the momentum in Rochester. I look forward to seeing you there. I hope you can get that on your calendar. Thank you so much.
Are there any other announcements? Excused? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Rest, Peterson J., Housley, Johnson, Latz, and Kernan. Senator Bach.
Madam President, just a little snapshot of what I think tentatively you can expect next week. Monday, my intent is to take up Senate File 1952. It's the Metzen bill on the state contracts. And then the rest of the week, we're going to have an additional floor session next week on Wednesday at the request of the House. So on Wednesday and Thursday, I don't anticipate we're going to take bills up on the floor. I anticipate that we would continue to move committee reports.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Monday, March 10th at 11 a.m.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.